The First United Methodist Church podcast is recorded live every week at 4832 Tahunga Avenue in North Hollywood, California. Thank you for downloading.
The scripture reading this morning comes to us from the Gospel of John, chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. We know that the four Gospels were written with different emphasis on the life of Jesus. But John wrote so that all who read his words would come to know and to believe that Jesus Christ was indeed the promised Savior, the Son of God, the Messiah, and that all who believed in him might have eternal life. Early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and she saw that the stone had been taken away from the entrance. She went running to Simon Peter and the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken away the Lord from the tomb and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple went to the tomb. The two of them were running, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter, and he reached the tomb first. He bent over, he saw the linen cloths, and did not go in. Behind him came Simon Peter and went straight into the tomb. He saw the linen cloths, which had been around Jesus' head. He did not see the other one lying with the linen cloths, but was rolled up by itself. Then the other disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. He saw, and he believed. They still did not understand the scripture which said that he must rise from death. Then the disciples went back home. Mary stood outside the tomb crying. While she was still crying, she saw two angels there dressed in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been, one at the head and one at the feet. "Woman, why are you crying?" they asked. She answered, "They have taken my Lord away, and I do not know where they have put him." Then she turned around, and she saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was him. "Woman, why are you crying?" Jesus asked. "Who is it that you are looking for?" She thought he was the gardener, and she said to him, "If you took him away, sir, please tell me where you have put him, and I will go and get him." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned toward him. She said in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. "Do not hold on to me," Jesus told her, "because I have not yet gone back to the Father. But go to my brothers and tell them that I am returning to him who is my Father and their Father, my God and their God." So Mary Magdalene went, and she told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and related to them all that he had told her. The word of God for the people of God. Praise be to God.
Pray with me, if you will. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Come with the fire and burn. Come with the rain and cleanse. Come with the wind and breathe. Come with the light and reveal. Convict us, convert us, consecrate us. Claim and call us with your care and concern, O God, until we do something. This passage from John's Gospel is to Easter as Luke's second chapter, 1 through 20, is to the Christmas story. It is the most popular. There are others, but it's the most popular. What's unique about it is you have three perspectives and they're not alike. We really don't know what they saw. We've heard the description, but what did they see? And more importantly, what do we see at Easter? Isn't that wonderful? Does that not make you smile? I just love that. Some of you know that I changed the way I think about food and the way I think about movement over the last year. And so I do a lot of walking. And rather than driving my car to the post office, I walk. And then a few extra steps. And it's just something I do. But what I've learned is I have to be careful about walking because not everybody sees pedestrians. So I'm aware of this. The other day, a couple weeks ago, I was walking towards Chandler, towards the post office, and I was crossing one of the streets. I don't think it was Houston. I think it was the next one. And I noticed there was a big three-quarter ton GMC diesel dually. That's a real big truck with a diesel engine and dual wheels in the back. And there's a petite woman driving it, and she's yelling. And I thought, she must be mad at somebody. And, you know, I'm an old guy. I've listened to a lot of rock and roll, so I don't know what she's saying. But she's talking to me. She's saying, hey, you look like that famous person, you know. And I said, I turned around because I really wasn't sure she was talking to me. You, Charlton Heston, that's who you look like. And I thought, no, my hair is in a ponytail. I chose not to go in front. I walked around behind because I didn't know. Maybe she wasn't a fan of Charlton Heston. So I walk around behind. But as I'm walking behind the truck, I'm thinking, isn't he dead? So I look like a dead guy. And I thought, oh, be over yourself, Joey. Even dead, he's more handsome than you. And then I got about 10 steps away, and I thought, now when did they start issuing licenses to the visually impaired? Just what do we see? How do we respond? What is it about our sight? John's gospel is really unique in terms of how he approaches this. Mary goes, runs back and gets Simon Peter, and some scripture says the beloved disciple, the one that Jesus loved. The beloved disciple outruns Simon Peter, but doesn't go in. He just looks. Simon Peter goes in, and we're told believes, we think. We're not sure. And then the beloved disciple believes on this scant evidence, but then they go back home and Mary is stuck there and she thinks Jesus is the gardener. She doesn't see the risen Lord. She sees the tender of the graves, the gardener, until she hears. And once she hears, then she knows. Part of our life is attaching that sight and sound and heart, especially in terms of faith. There, you know what, I just lost my spot, but that's why I have notes over here. So bear with me, because I'm trying to get through this so you can get to ham or whatever it is you're eating. Oh, there it is. Do you remember the first time somebody gave you fool's gold and you were delighted because you thought you were rich, only to find out it's worthless? I remember that. I was probably in the fourth or fifth grade and just thought it was the grandest thing, worthless. Well, my friend Eric Smith's mom-in-law, Mary Radcliffe, had the opposite view. She used to be an appraiser of fine jewelry, and she was at a church rummage sale in Ohio, a United Methodist church, I would say. And she spotted a ring that was for sale. It was either $3 or $5, and she took it to the person running the sale and said, you know, you don't want to sell this for $3 or $5. I know it's worth a lot more. And they said, it's a rummage sale. Every $3, every $5 is fine. And I think she paid $5 for it. She gave it to her son-in-law, who had it reset. And what somebody thought was worth $3, $5, even $10 is appraised at $8,000. What we see sometimes isn't the same as what others see. There's a wonderful John Prine song where he's talking about seeing something in a loved one that doesn't turn out the right way, but the refrain of the song as he's walking across a dirt parking lot and kneels down, he said, "Isn't it funny how an old broken bottle looks just like a diamond ring?" What we see and what we value can be different for different people. Years and years ago, I worked in a small family-run grocery and liquor store in Orange County. And one of the youngsters from the neighborhood who frequented the store came to tell the story that his father was a first cousin of the Beach Boys. I forget whether it was the Wilsons or the Loves. It didn't matter. I asked him how it was when they came to visit. And he said, I don't like them that much. They smoke and drink too much. And I thought, you know, here, these iconic band. And I thought, geez, certainly he's going to be excited. He said, "Let me tell you what I'm excited about. I just turned 16 and I got hired by Disneyland, which was about 4.5 miles away. And what's really neat is I get to hang backstage with the characters and with the actors." And he said, "It's so wonderful to see these characters." About 2 weeks passed, and David was his name. David came jaded. He said, "Oh, I'm really bummed." And I said, "What?" And he said, "There I was backstage, and in walks Snow White. Glorious, beautiful. And then she lights up a cigarette and ruins the whole scene." We have this image, what we want to see and what we really see. Sometimes what we see is in desperation, and sometimes it's not really the best sight. Some of you know that before I came here, I lived in Riverside, and we were in a town and country setting and could be fairly quickly, in less than 15 minutes, in a fairly rural place. And Sue and I were taking a drive. I don't know. Aaron and Ian must have been at camp or something. We were driving, and frequently there would be shepherds herding sheep or goats. On this occasion, we had gotten lost. And I, being who I am, I was not responding to my wife's desire that I ask directions anywhere. And an argument ensued, and I was losing. And just then we had to stop because some mules were being herded across the street. And I looked out, and a lull in the conversation ensued, and I filled the silence with, "Wild brain jackasses, relatives of yours, no doubt." My lovely wife looked at me and, "Yes, they are my in-laws." Sometimes what we see and what we say needs to match more appropriately. This passage invites us clearly to look at what is empty and to fill it. To fill it, not with despair, but to fill it with hope and justice and peace and love. Easter is not a story about death. It's a story about the possibility that life brings and love brings each and every day we draw breath. Jesus didn't die, otherwise, 2,000 years later, we wouldn't be talking about this. Jesus lives in our hearts and calls us to live fully to the measure of love that he has shown and shared. May it ever be so. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the North Hollywood First United Methodist Church Sermon Podcast, delivered by Dr. Joey McDonald. For more information, please check out nohomethodistchurch.com or find us on Facebook and Twitter under NoHoFUMC.